coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance amidst it all. The All Share finishing the session just a touch lower today, down 0.1%. As you can see, they're hard hit by the Financial 15 space with that Rand weakness filtering through. And of course, those comments out of Moody's today, it pulling back 1.25%. But the Industrial 25 are providing some cushion with its 0.33% climb, while the Resources 10 component ended the session pretty flat. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets activity, Craig Pfeiffer from APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. Thanks so much, Craig, for joining us today. So what have you made of the Rand's reaction to Moody's commentary coming through today? Because one would have expected, I guess, more of a negative reaction than what actually came through, no?
Yes, I guess so. The Rand has been fairly strong of late, and maybe that's more to do with the other developed market currencies and what they've been up to, and talk today from the European Central Bank of them potentially lowering rates again. But I think we had anticipated that there would be an impact to the budget and the budget deficit. And now I think the market's starting to work out what those numbers might look like. Mm-hmm. And again, if we go back 2 or 3 years, that budget deficit was sort of 2.5%. Then it ticked up to 3%, and then we had the big shocker when it ratcheted up to 4% in the medium-term budget policy statement. Now with these numbers in the in the works, unless we get some other revenue, sell some assets, or do something different, to garner more revenue, we're probably looking at somewhere around 5.6, 5.8, and I've even seen some estimations of a 6-something on the budget deficit. And in that kind of environment, the path that we've had, this is going in the extreme opposite to fiscal consolidation at pace. It seems, we're staring a downgrade in the face. So to come back to your earlier question, we should have done a whole lot worse. But I think maybe it's just the other currencies are probably a little weak at the moment.
And to a large extent, a lot of that priced into the equation with these factors not necessarily all unknown. So reaction to local news muted with more of the focus on global factors this week. With that, we had the JSE trading higher as focus remained on a global monetary policy for a while. Yes, we edged ever so slightly lower, but holding steady nevertheless. What have you made of the ECB's decision having come through? How much of your attention has that caught? Was it as dovish as you expected it to be?
Well, I think the market was looking for direction. I think the governor had been talking a softer, more dovish tone, and there was some expectation that in this meeting we would hear some talk about interest rates potentially going lower. So he did that. He talked about rates potentially going low, and I think the market's now factoring in a rate cut in September from the ECB. So more negative. So those banks, when they deposit money at the ECB, they will get even less back than they did before. And then also opening the door and investigating more quantitative easing, reintroducing that, buying back assets in the market. But I think one positive out of that also was that he was considering or investigating a tiering system for mm-hmm. banks. So it wasn't one rule applies to all when you deposit money there, to try and help those banks that are potentially struggling a bit more and probably need better deposit rates than the bigger minus that's coming. Yeah.
All of this within a very strained economy, and it's in this distressed economic picture that we've had company news filtered through. AB InBev out with numbers today, and we'll be interrogating these a little bit more in depth later on in the show. But overall, your reading of the numbers put on the table today?
Well, it's a company I like, and we introduced it into our portfolios not so long ago. It's gone from under 1,000 Rand back to 1,400 today. The market liked the results. And I think it talks to, if you look into the numbers, and there's lots of different numbers and lots of different earnings, and it's geographically diverse. There's good news here, there's bad news there. But they did increase their revenues. But I think one of the key takeaways is that their strategy of premiumization, they call it, mm-hmm. Boosting and trying to sell more of Corona, Budweiser, and Stella Artois, their three global brands around the world. That's gaining more traction and helping to improve their margins. So even when volumes come down or a little lower or only grow up a little slowly, their margins improve, and that comes down to the bottom line.
Absolutely.
But the story here is really, and we can unpack it a bit later, is around the debt and how we get those debt levels down.
It's exactly that. And shares, as you say, have roared back this year after falling, nearly 40% last year, largely over the concerns about an emerging market slowdown, but debt, as you've highlighted there. In the meantime, we've had Anglo-American out with its numbers as well, and I guess largely expected given what we've seen come through from Amplats and Kumba Iron Ore as well. So I want to take get your view on the share buyback program and this path it's choosing to navigate now.
Well, that was the big news of the day. So we were expecting the better earnings from the better commodity prices. But the share buyback, or maybe the extent of a share buyback, was probably a bit of a surprise. And returning that money to shareholders. So if you look at this company, just go back not so long ago, the share was wallowing at around 53 Rand at the bottom. They'd cut their dividends. They were all over the place, cost overruns and just doing too much in a weak environment. And since that time, they've had a tremendous journey to sort out and right-size the ship, get in the right commodities that they want to, get in the right part of the cost curves, and just re-engineer the whole business. And they've done that remarkably well. So we get to the point today when they really got all this extra cash, and to be efficient with their cash, they are going to buy the shares.
Absolutely,
back.
And that getting the markets excited. On a down day, we've had Anglo American's share price up 1%. I guess it's something investors are still looking to Sasol to do in terms of restructuring and handling its cost overruns. Sasol, the worst performer on the top 40 index, pulling back 6.4% very, very quickly. What's your stock pick right now?
It's an offshore company, Expedia. I think most people would know it. They know the likes of Booking.com. So these online travel reservation shopping retail businesses, and I think Expedia's done extremely well. It's priced at around a 20 forward PE, but growing earnings at 30-40%, and it's something very interesting to look at.
Let's leave it there, Craig, for now. Of course, Craig Pfeiffer is with APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. What's your stock pick right now?
It's an offshore company, Expedia. I think most people would know it. They know the likes of Booking.com. So these online travel reservation shopping retail businesses, and I think Expedia's done extremely well. It's priced at around a 20 forward PE, but growing earnings at 30-40%, and it's something very interesting to look at.
Let's leave it there, Craig, for now. Of course, Craig Pfeiffer is with APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management.